Hey there, we're Shannon and Jerry Arner, your hosts of the Arner Adventures podcast.
We're a minimalist couple driven by intentional living and adventure.
Burned out from 24/7 grind of running our business, we traded the hustle and bustle for something more meaningful.
We parted ways with most of our belongings and moved to the coast.
Listen along as we chat about life's challenges, share inspiring stories, and help you live with more intention and less physical and mental clutter.
Each episode is a step toward doing and being just a little bit better for ourselves and the world around us.
Life's an adventure after all. Join us for the ride.
It's the Arner Adventures podcast.
Hi friends, I'm Jerry.
And I'm Shannon.
We're back with episode 123 of the Arner Adventures podcast.
April 30th. What a wonderful day. Do you know what today is, Jer?
Yeah, I sure do. It's our anniversary.
It is our anniversary. It's also the last day of April, the last Tuesday of April. So we are going to wrap up the month that hosts Earth Day with another sustainable episode, sort of putting a bow on these past few episodes and helping protect the earth and reduce your carbon footprint.
This is also the last day for you to have the chance to win a gift card from Earth Easy. Earth Easy provides solutions for sustainable living in the form of eco-friendly products. So stick around till the end of the episode. We'll tell you how you can participate in this giveaway.
That's right. This episode is about saving money. Who doesn't love that?
I don't know who they are, but did you know that you can save money by reducing waste?
Well, I did.
You didn't. Yeah, I did, but yeah. A lot out there.
Well, if our past 5 weeks or any other episodes about sustainability didn't entice you to reduce waste, we thought we would share with you ways that by doing so can save you some moolah.
So here we go. To get you motivated to lower your consumption and reduce waste, here are some ways you can easily save money and reduce waste.
So number one is stop using plastic water bottles. Okay, not only are these plastic bottles terrible for your health as the plastic seeps into the water, because, okay, here's the thing. I've heard people say this. Well, I don't store my water bottles like in heat. How do you think those things are shipped to wherever they get to? Like whenever they get to the grocery store, you don't know how long they've been sitting in some cargo ship. You don't know how long that they've been sitting in boxes in the storage room of a grocery store. It's not healthy. So if you can drink tap water, do that. Put it into a reusable water bottle that you can refill that's not plastic. Or if you're like us and your water is yucky beach water, then buy a filter like Zero Water filters and pitchers. We did a price comparison, I think it was about a year ago, of buying the large gallons of waters or those gallon water things that you can put in your house and the Zero Water filters. And we found out that we came out better financially by using the filters and then refilling our water containers to drink out of. Cha-ching.
Cha-ching. Yeah, I remember that little experiment.
Yeah.
That's right. And it wasn't too much of a difference, but, you know, every little difference counts.
That's right.
And the zero water things worked for us. Wash in cold water. And for guys, probably do that anyway. But, yeah, those who are a little more experienced with washing, I think wash like the whites in hot or warm. But you can wash everything in cold. It's better for the clothing. So that will save you money by allowing the clothes to last longer. That's the first thing. And second, it saves on your energy bill. You can take this step further and take cold showers if you want. There are a lot of health benefits from doing that. I do love a hot shower, but I try to end mine with a minute or so of cold.
Yeah, there's so many health benefits. And I don't love a whole cold shower, but yeah. I do try to end it with cold too, like we talked about. Well, number three, on the topic of laundry, hang your clothes to dry. So instead of using the dryer, hang them. If you cannot hang a clothesline outdoors, use a wooden rack to hang dry your clothes inside, or make an indoor clothesline that's like retractable. We've done that before.
Yep.
When weather doesn't permit us to hang our clothes outdoors. Right now, we can't really do that because of the pollen, because it'll get all over the clothes. So we're doing it indoors. And speaking of saving money by using air to dry, do the same for your hair. So try to reduce the amount of times that you use your hair dryer and just let the air dry it. You know, that's also going to save you money. Both of those are energy savers that you can control.
That's right. And turn the lights off. Get in the habit of turning the switches off when you walk out of a room. I think we're good about that.
Oh, yeah.
Use natural light if you can. We love natural light. Opening our blinds is one of the first things we do every day. TV, any large electronics, turn them off or even unplug them. Over time, you'll notice a difference in your energy bills. Yeah, because if you leave them plugged, they actually do have a little bit of a drain.
Yeah. You know, years ago when Oprah had her TV show, she did something about, I don't remember, like energy or might have been about your carbon footprint or something. But there was this lady who lived in an apartment alone, so she could control everything that she had. And she was like, how can I save my money? And like, she was on a tight budget. So she made a habit of, if she wasn't using her TV, she unplugged it. If she wasn't using, you know, whatever it was, she unplugged it. And at the end of the year, she had saved on her energy bill by like a couple of $100 just by unplugging things that she wasn't using.
That's nice. Yeah. And yeah. That $100 or so pays the bill or two that month.
That's exactly right.
You know, every little bit counts.
Yeah.
Buy secondhand or repair items instead of buying new items. That's one we like a lot.
Yeah, we talk about this all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, we got really good about this during our no buy year when we repaired items, of course, because we weren't buying anything. But you save money. And listen, I tell people all the time when they're like, but I can't sew or I can't repair. Neither can I. I just use, number one, YouTube. If you don't know how to repair something, whether it's sewing something, whether it's repairing, I don't know, something that the leg off of a chair or whatever, it's a big help. If you have to buy something, buy reused. Get on Facebook Marketplace or Poshmark, thrift stores near you. You're going to save a ton of money this way. You don't realize until you begin tracking it that getting into the habit of not buying new things really, really saves you money.
Yeah, it does.
We talk a lot about Poshmark. It's how we keep things out of the landfill, sell items, buy items when we need them, etc.
Yes, with spring upon us and summer on the horizon, there's no better time than now to do some decluttering and make some money.
That's right. You can sell items that you no longer wear or you don't want, or buy reused items or gently worn and sometimes new items at a discounted rate.
Yeah, head on over to arneradventures.com/Poshmark for the link to start your own Poshmark closet. And with that link, you receive a $10 credit.
A Poshmark closet, in case you aren't familiar, is just a fancy term for your own Poshmark account where you sell stuff. So what better way to declutter your closet than to make some money doing that?
Sounds good to me. The link is down in the show notes to get started with Poshmark today.
Enjoy a more sustainable path without even trying when you shop and sell on Poshmark. And now back to the show.
And now it gets even better. Make your own, whatever it is. If you need something, whether it be some cleaning product, toothpaste, laundry detergent, or even a gift for somebody, make it yourself. There's something really, really special about that.
Yeah.
Especially gifts, I think. And we've delved into a little bit of that and making gifts for people on Christmas and whatnot over the last few years. You'll save a ton of money doing this, and you appreciate items you make yourself when you're using them for your own skincare or cleaning supplies. It's better for you. It's better for me, and it's better for the environment.
That's right.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things to give is a propagated plant from a plant that I already have. People love that, and it costs nothing. You know, I was repotting some plants yesterday, and they just, you know, were outgrowing their pots. They just, you know, after a year, they might get root bound or whatever. And as I was taking them out, I realized that some of them were already like two or three plants in one. So I sort of separated them out and I was like, oh yeah, I could give this to X person or this person or whatever. If you can just do that, or you can just, you know, you can Google how to propagate a plant. Hilton Carter is amazing and the expert on this, but I learned a lot about propagation from him. And anytime I'm trimming some longer vines off of a plant or something, I always stick it in water and see if I get some roots. If I do, hey, that's a gift for someone. And people love it because they know how much I love my plants. And so I'll often say, hey, this is from Mr. Plant. This came from Mr. Plant.
Right.
And they're just like, oh my gosh, that's so nice. I know how much you love Mr. Plant. So I just think that's really nice. And it's also something that is bringing positivity to their home. It does mm-hmm. great things for their environment. I mean, make it. And look, if you can cook, cook them something, you know, just, mm-hmm. just make it. Any food item, make yourself. Speaking of food items, like in this same vein, make your food at home. Anytime that you make your own meals, it not only saves money, it saves probably on plastic containers that you're going to use to take home your leftovers, which I hope that you do take home your leftovers. You could listen to the series on the 5 R's about making sure that you reduce your food waste. And we talk about that. Restaurants, we both come from the restaurant world, mm-hmm. have a ton of food waste. You can also get our free What's for Dinner download to help you save on food waste at home. But just know anytime you cook at home, you're saving money. You are reducing waste from the restaurants. You're reducing energy by whatever you would do to drive there, all of that stuff. And honestly, it's just so much, I don't know. I think it's more warm-hearted, like to cook at home and make it yourself.
I think so too. There's nothing like having your own personal touch on your food.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it is a treat to eat out. You know,
it is. We do love it.
Yeah.
But I feel like we nowadays, it is more of a treat because we mm-hmm. do cook at home more. And
that's right.
And speaking of that, too, when we cook things out of our garden, they're so much better.
I know. That's a neat thing that it's neat to get back to if you've gotten away from it or if you've never tried it.
Yeah.
Eat things out of your garden.
Yeah.
This is a favorite coming up. Walk or cycle? Man, we love this one. Big into cycling, walking. It's nice if you live, it helps if you live in an area that's accommodating to it. And we do. We live in a little island town that most things are walkable or bikeable for us. I think we can get a lot of things we need either way, walking or biking.
Yeah.
We make an effort not to drive if we don't have to. It's better for you and your health. And if you just walk or ride your bike, of course, it reduces the carbon emissions that pollute the environment. It will save you money too. Gas prices, car maintenance costs, and perhaps healthcare costs, where you're more healthy when you move more.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And when you walk or ride your bike, you just see things. I notice this all the time. You just see things in the environment you don't normally see. From your car, you notice little details and stuff in people's yards, fun stuff. It just makes life more enjoyable to me, to you. It's a win-win-win.
It really is for all of those reasons. And you know, we talk about too, when we travel, if you travel to somewhere you've never been before, walk as much as you can, because you're going to see so much more than if you get in an Uber and go to the next tourist destination or whatever. Yeah. Walking or riding a bike is just so much better. And you know, like I'm thinking about like Key West. Yeah. It's a little island. I guess you could walk it. It was a little larger than walking it all the time. But we have seen parts of the island that a lot of people don't know about because we got on our bikes mm-hmm. and rode all around.
Yeah.
So you do. And it is better for your health and you save money.
That's right.
So see, when you're more sustainable mm-hmm. and you reduce waste, uh-huh. you're more thrifty and you save money. And it's a lot of money over time if you put a lot of these things together.
Uh-huh.
It's a lifestyle that's truly a positive one for your health, your wallet, and the environment.
That's right. So as promised, we are sharing with you the way you can win a $100 gift card from Earth Easy. It's the last day you can enter.
Yep. If you're listening to this on April 30th, it is the last day that you can enter this. If you join our 30-day Get Outdoors Challenge, not only is it an easy way for you to be mindful about getting outside more, but it does enter you in that giveaway to win the $100 gift card from Earth Easy.
That's right. To enter the giveaway, you just need to join the challenge. Head to arneradventures.com/get-outdoors to join. The link is also in the show notes.
And you can enter the outdoor challenge anytime. We have it available year round. It's free. But by joining today, the last day of April, it is how you get entered into the Earth Easy contest.
Hope to see you outdoors, folks.
If this episode resonated with you, or if you know of someone who would benefit from anything we talked about today, or any episode, our guests, or anything, please share it with a friend. It's a great way of supporting the podcast and us, and we really appreciate it.
Another way of supporting the pod is by leaving us a 5-star review or rating on the platform you're listening to us on. Oh, and go ahead and hit that subscribe button because that also supports us. We would love that.
You can always find us, links we refer to during the show, and any of the podcast sponsors at arneradventures.com or linked here in these show notes. And until next time, enjoy that journey you're on. We're wishing you lots of adventures.
Adios.
Arrivederci.
Au revoir.
Adios.
Sayonara.
Al Wiedersehen.
Dos vidiniana.